Panthers Radio with Zynomics, and it's time to catch up with head coach Corey Nielsen ahead of, well, let's face it, last weekend in a long, long run. You're looking forward to a finale that fits the career?
Yeah, I think we've had some ups and downs, but this is this would be a good way to finish, just going out and playing against our biggest rival on Saturday. Hopefully put in a great performance, hopefully a big set of Nottingham supporters in the stands to cheer us on like they did last weekend.
And you couldn't have written the script, could you? You know, a game against Sheffield, your arch rivals, the nemesis of the league programme this season and what have you, and a place in the final at stake.
Yeah, they're good. They've been they've certainly had our number for most of the year. We finished the season on a bit of a high with them. Galby stole us a game, but we did play pretty well defensively in that game, and they had a lot of perimeter stuff. But still, they're a good hockey team, and we'll have to be at our very best. But I'm confident if we play the way we did last weekend and eliminate time and space, be big on bodies and forecheck hard, then hopefully we'll have the momentum to get through.
And do you prepare as coach in any different way for a championship weekend than a normal weekend?
No, it's just another set of opposition. I find that the way too much is put on, you know, championship and, you know, motivation and all this stuff and getting guys fired up. And, you know, I find when, you know, we've done that in the past, then the guys go out there and they abuse their energy and get crazy and over-amped up and make bad decisions. I find that cool, calm methodology just works better in these big games, and getting them to go out there and to focus clearly on the task at hand.
So that's this weekend ahead. Looking back, I know it was a long, long time with the club, but what was the highlight? Grand Slam year?
That was certainly one of them, yeah. That was a great season. I watched, I was sitting with Logan watching some of the clips from that team. That team is the best it's ever, this country's ever seen. And I'll put my name and reputation on that statement. They just were. They were dominant from start to finish. As soon as we kind of got it together after about, well, as soon as they got me behind the bench, it was a very, very solid hockey team, mean team, aggressive team. But yeah, there was a lot of highs. I thought, the year that we beat a Belfast team in the Challenge Cup, that was they're way better than us, and we found a bunch of loopholes and crazy systems to beat them, and that was a big achievement personally as a coach. But in the last 2 years, even though maybe there's been some downs, maybe we won a Continental Cup, which was massive for the league and for the organization. But this year's Champions League, I would say, was, you know, in my estimation, is the biggest achievement that this club has seen.
You've always had the mantra, don't get too high with the highs, don't get too low with the lows. But over the long spell you've been with us, have the highs outweighed the lows?
Absolutely. It's, as you say, there are some great highs, and, you know, there are some devastatingly low lows. But, I think in my term, I've done a decent job at compartmentalizing the job and the tasks and assigning the needs and bringing in guys or fixing things. And at the end, for the most part, and in the big moments, you know, we've got it done. There's certainly some regrets, but hey, you can only do your best. And I've given the club everything I can, and I've certainly given them my best.
It's been fun working alongside you, and I hope there's one more high.
Thanks, boss.